USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A federal judge rejected a plea agreement Monday that would have averted a hate crimes trial for Travis and Greg McMichael that had agreed to plead guilty to the hate crimes charges. Travis McMichael would have received 30 years in federal prison to be served alongside the penalty of life in prison without parole for murdering Ahmaud Arbery.
I told them very, very adamantly that I wanted them to go to state prison and do their time that Judge Wamsley gave them on the 7th of January.
Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, objected, as she says she wants the McMichaels to do their time in a state prison. Bipartisan critics are decrying foul to the IRS new plan to use facial recognition software to confirm Americans' identities. While it's not a requirement yet, by the summer, those visiting the IRS website to access personal records such as tax transcripts, child tax credits, and more may first need to send a recording of their face to a private contractor to verify their identity. USA Radio News.
If you're drowning in IRS tax debt, pay attention to this special announcement. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. Get ready to take this number down to take advantage of the new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Here's Jesse from Las Vegas.
I've been so stressed out lately knowing that I owe the IRS over $22,000, and now they just garnished my wages. A friend of mine told me about Superior Tax Relief, so I called them, and they were able to stop the garnishment, and they were also able to help me with my other tax problems. I feel so free again, and I would definitely recommend Superior Tax Relief.
Call Superior Tax Relief now, 800-780-3910, and speak to a qualified professional who can protect you from the added fees and negotiate your tax liability. Superior Tax Relief can help open new doors with the IRS Fresh Start program that's available now. The consultation is free. The information is free. This call could save you thousands. Call 800-780-3910. 800-780-3910. That's 800-780-3910.
Let's get a border crisis update.
Texas is setting up a border committee in the state legislature's Senate that will monitor additional funding for border security in the wake of more illegal immigrants and asylum seekers crossing into the U.S. from Mexico. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick explaining how much more funding this will cost Texas taxpayers on Fox News.
I want people that are really going to go to the border, understand these issues, go to Washington if need be, and take on the Biden administration. But we in Texas are fed up with this policy and seeing our Texans die.
This comes after Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas recently visited the southern border last week, where several border agents raised concerns about the amount of illegal immigrants being allowed to stay in the United States under the Biden administration. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
President Biden's first year in office has been tough, filled with one crisis after another. So it will be interesting to see how he sees things when he gives his first State of the Union address in a month. South Carolina Republican Representative Nancy Mace on Newsmax says Biden's policies and judgments has made things worse on the American people.
Who knows what they're going to talk about? I would imagine we'll see President Biden bring up the Supreme Court nominee or nomination that he has over the next few weeks and months. I expect that to be a big one. The Ukraine obviously is on the agenda. We're paying more attention to the border of Ukraine than we are our southern border. So anything to redirect the crisis at our southern border to another country's border, I'm sure will be at the top of his agenda. But I seriously doubt he'll talk about inflation other than the ways that Build Back Better in his mind would make inflation better, when we all know that rising taxes and the cost of everything by more spending by the federal government will make things worse. So, he's got very low poll numbers, as you all mentioned. There's crisis after crisis with this administration. There's really not a lot to celebrate in any State of the Union at this juncture.
A Coast Guard investigation is underway after the Royal Caribbean cruise ship Harmony of the Seas was responsible for Sunday evening scrub of a SpaceX launch from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. The ship went into the danger zone along a Falcon 9 rocket's flight path just before launch, forcing SpaceX to cancel the launch. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.